There is growing consensus about how to prevent peanut allergies in kids who are prone to allergies. Expose them to peanuts early. A study published today in the New England Journal of Medicine supports a landmark study from last year. It found introducing infants to peanuts reduces the likelihood of developing an allergy. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Parenting can be an angst-ridden journey, and peanut allergies are on the long list of potential concerns for good reason. Between 1997 and 2008, the incidence of peanut allergies tripled, according to one survey. So if you had a baby in recent years and you had a family history of allergies, you probably would not have fed your babe any food made with peanuts. Here's pediatric allergist Scott Sisserer.
So if a patient came to me with their baby who had eczema and an egg allergy, the last thing in the world we would have thought was to hurry up and give them peanut because peanut's such an allergenic food.
But this thinking has changed rather dramatically. Last year came a big study. It found feeding high-risk infants peanuts in the form of a soupy peanut butter mush beginning at 4 months cut the risk of developing an allergy by about 80% compared to infants who didn't get the mush. And now a follow-up study involving the same kids finds as the children hit kindergarten age, their tolerance to peanuts holds up, even if they stop eating peanuts for a while.
This new study is great because it looks like there was a permanent change by their having had peanut early.
Sisserer was not involved in the new study, but he's been involved with the American Academy of Pediatrics in crafting new guidance. The guidance isn't official yet, but doctor groups are already recommending that parents of infants who may be prone to allergies introduce peanut-based foods between 4 and 11 months.
The guidance really is to start getting them onto peanut at that early stage before they would develop peanut allergy.
Though Sisserer says parents of high-risk infants may benefit from an evaluation with an allergist first, this change in thinking represents an important step forward, says Anthony Fauci, who directs the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
It's a very important proof of concept, the idea of training the immune system, as it were, not to respond adversely.
And he says it's possible that early exposure will turn out to be a strategy for preventing other allergies as well. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.